తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్ భవతి నైష్టికీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. తృతీయస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తృతీయస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తేనైవ వపుషా తవాం, తేనైవ వపుషా తవాం. జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి. తృతీయస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తేనైవ వపుషా తవాం, జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి. త్రితేస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తేనైవ వపుషా తవాం, జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి. త్రితేస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తేనైవ వపుషా తవాం, జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి. తృతీయస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తేనైవ బహుశా తవాం, జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి. మాతాజీస్. తృతీయస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తృతీయస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తేనైవ వపుషా తవాం, జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి. త్రితేస్మిన్ భవేహం వై, తేనైవ వపుషా తవాం, జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ, సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి. ఓకే, లెట్ మీ గో బ్యాక్ టు ద ప్రీవియస్ వర్సెస్ అండ్ దెన్ లెట్ మీ రీడ్ దోస్ వర్సెస్. అదృష్ట్వా అన్యతమాం లోకే శీలాధౌర్య గుణైః సమం, అహం సూతో వామభావం వృష్ణిగర్భ ఇతి శ్రుతః. Since I found no one else as highly elevated as you in simplicity and other qualities of good character, I appeared in this world as Prishnigarbha, or one who is celebrated as having taken birth from Prishni. Purport. In the Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared as Prishnigarbha. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura says, Prishnigarbha iti soyam trete yugavataro lakshyate. So then 42. Tayorvam punar evaham adityam asakashyapat upendra iti vikhyato vamanatvakcha vamanaha. In the next millennium, again appeared from two of you, who appeared as my mother Aditi and my father Kashyapa. I was known as Upendra because of being a dwarf. I was also known as Vamana. Okay, let's do the word to word of this verse. Tritye, for the third time. Asmin bhave, in this appearance as Krishna. Aham, I myself. Why? Indeed. Tena, with the same personality. Yeva, in this way. Vapusha, by the form. Atha, as. Vam, of both of you. Jataha, born. Bhuyaha, again. Tayo, of both of you. Eva, indeed. Satyam, take us truth. Me, my. Vyahritam, words. Sati, O supremely chaste. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Chandranand Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Okay, translation, please repeat. O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of both, of you both, as your son, for the third time. Take my words as truth. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead chooses a mother and father from whom to take birth again and again. It's very important. So I'm going to read again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead chooses a mother and father from whom to take birth again and again. The Lord took birth originally from Sutapa and Prishni, and then from Kashyapa and Aditi, and again from the same father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki. In other appearances also, the Lord said, I took the form of an ordinary child just to become your son so that we could reciprocate eternal love. Jiva Goswami has explained in this verse, in his Krishna Sandarbha, 96th chapter, where he notes that in the text 37, the Lord says, Amuna Vapusha, meaning by the same form. In other words, the Lord told Devaki, this time I have appeared in my original form as Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami says that the other forms were partial expansions of Lord's original form, but because of the intense love developed by Prishni and Sutapa, the Lord appeared from Devaki and Vasudeva in his full opulence as Krishna. In this verse, the Lord confirms, I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I appeared in full opulence as Sri Krishna. This is the purport of the words Tenaiva Vapusha. When the Lord mentioned the birth of Prishnigarbha, he did not say Tenaiva Vapusha, but he assured Devaki that in the third birth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna had appeared, not his partial expansion. Prishnigarbha and Vamana were partial expansions of Krishna, and in this third birth, Krishna himself appeared. This is the explanation given in Krishna Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Mao Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaita Deshatarine Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Kadamahyam Dadadisa Padantikam Vande Ham Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sakagana Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sakagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Krishna Prasna Gutle Shinti Jipata Samnit Namine Namachari Padanita Kapadaine Gorakata Damadaina Gramatarine Mukam Groti Vachalam Pandulangai Tigrimit Kapatam Hamande Sri Gurum Dinatarana Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Mishram Kathanjana Smriti Yasmin Dushkaram Sukram Bhave Smriti Paritam Syat Sri Chaitanyam Namamitam Hare Krishna. So here in this series of verses, the Lord is replying to the prayers of Vasudeva and Devaki, and especially he is addressing the concern of Devaki, because Devaki explained to the Lord that you have appeared in this form with four hands and with Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, fully dressed with your nice crown, etc., and jewels, etc. Now, I have seen this, but if I am going to say to anyone that the Lord has appeared to me like this, nobody is going to believe, and people are going to make fun of me, this Devaki, because she was in prison for a long time. She has become crazy, and she is talking so many things. So they are going to talk like this. So that was her concern. Then the Lord is addressing to Devaki very nicely that, see, this is not the first time I am appearing as your son, and I have appeared as your son before, twice. And he is explaining his appearance as Prishnigarbha for Sutapa and Prishni, and how they went through long austerities, and then finally the Lord appeared as their child. And also as Vamana, because of the austerities of Aditi, on the instructions of Kashyapa, that Aditi was very morose, that the demons headed by Bali Maharaj, they had taken over the entire kingdom of the demigods, and the demigods were literally homeless, and they were wandering here and there. So then Kashyapa instructed Aditi to go through some austerities to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And based on those austerities, the Lord then appeared in front of her. And then later he appeared as their child, Vamana. And then he went and he recovered the kingdom of the demigods by trickery. So Jayadeva Goswami says, Chalayasi Vikramane Keshava. By trickery, he tricked Bali Maharaj into giving charity. And then he took over the entire kingdom. Anyway, the Lord can do these things. So we should not think, oh, the Lord is using trickery, so we can also use trickery. We cannot do these things. We have to be very careful not to imitate the Lord. So then the Lord is now saying that now I have appeared. Okay. So there are two important things to be noted in this verse. Prabhupada explains, Prabhupada quotes from Krishna Sandarbha. Of course, the Sat Sandarbha is a very important work. Prabhupada mentioned that devotees should read this work. It's very elaborate work. It's a very important work, which actually properly establishes the philosophical basis of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and Achintya Bheda Veda Tattva through very extensive explanations from different shastras written by Jiva Goswami, whom Prabhupada has said as the greatest philosopher or scholar on earth, and rightly so. So Krishna Sandarbha specifically deals with the subject matter of establishing Krishna as the original person. Because amongst Vaishnavas, there is always this argument that who is the original of the original? Because all the Vaishnavas agree that Supreme Lord Krishna, Narayana, whatever form he takes, is the original. But then there's some family dispute among Vaishnavas. There's a family dispute. We should not think this as a dispute between Mayavadis and Vaishnavas. The dispute between Mayavadis and Vaishnavas is like the dispute between a prostitute and a chaste lady. The Vaishnavas are very chaste to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Mayavadis are prostitutes. They think that any God is same. Jatomat tatopat. Whatever you do is all okay. You smoke ganja, you can become Brahman. You open hospital, you can become Brahman. This is prostitute mentality. So the dispute between Mayavadis and Vaishnavas, this is like a dispute between a chaste woman and a prostitute. Okay. This is a different class of dispute. They cannot agree with each other. But the dispute between the Vaishnava Sampradayas is like brotherly dispute. It's like brotherly dispute. We are all brothers. And nowadays we should also say sister, otherwise women will get angry. Anyway, whatever it is, we are not this body. Okay. So, in Vedic system, generally, explanation is given in masculine gender. So, a brotherly dispute. We are all brothers. We all accept Krishna, Narayana as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, we have dispute. Who is the original of the originals? Dipa Chirevahi Dashantaram Apyupetya Dipayate Vivrita Hetu Samana Dharma Estargaye Vahicha Vishnataya Vibhati Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. That Brahma says very nicely that the different flames of the lamp or the candle, they are all of the same quality, but still there is an original flame which actually is the cause of the other flames. So what is that original flame? Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mattas Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Maam Buddha Bhava Samanvitaha, that I am that original person. From me comes everything. So then the Sri Vaishnavas, they accept the statement. They don't dispute the statement. And they make a brotherly twist to the statement. And they say, yes, he is the original person, but he is Narayana. But we say, yes, he is the original person, but he is Krishna. He is speaking. He is saying, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Well, simply, why don't you accept? Why are you making a twist to this statement? So then, Jiva Goswami being Jiva Goswami, writes a whole book simply to prove that why Krishna is the original person. That is called Krishna Sandarbha. A very technical book. He explains very nicely the Paribhasa Sutra of Bhagavatam. Ete cham sakalapam saha krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. It's a very nice verse which explains that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Says that all these different incarnations, because not only the listed incarnations, there are many unlisted incarnations. That's also explained. Sarasahasyu sahasrasaha. That just like the ocean, the waves of a water body, they cannot be counted. Like that, there are so many incarnations. Avatarahi Ashankeya Hare Satvanide Dvijaha. Ashankeya means you cannot count how many incarnations are there. Even though certain main incarnations are listed for the sake of explaining the pastimes of the Lord to attract the conditioned soul. That's the reason. So Bhagavatam wants to attract the conditioned soul. So it wants to explain certain pastimes of the main incarnations of the Lord. But one should not think that the incarnations of the Lord are limited to what is listed in Bhagavatam. So then Suta Goswami nicely explains, Avatarahi Asankheya. You cannot count the number of incarnations. Hare Satvanide Dvijaha. That all of them are situated in pure goodness. Don't think that one of the incarnation is simply product of Maya. Don't think like that. Hare Satvanide Dvijaha. So then later, the next statement he makes is that Ete cha amsa kala pumsaha, Ete cha amsaha kala pumsaha. So this, all of them are expansions of expansions of that original person, pumsaha, that original person. He has expansions or expansions of expansions. It is multiple layer, expansion, expansion of expansion, expansion of expansion of expansion. He is having nice time, basically. So that's it. So he has many expansions. So, but two, Krishna's two, because Krishna was also listed in the previous list. So Krishna's two, but that this word two is a very important word. It has multiple connotations. Krishna's two, but. Why but? Because Bhagavan Swayam, he is the original person. Krishna's two, Bhagavan Swayam, he is the original person. Then somebody may say that no, there are statements in Vedic literature which confirms that Narayana is the original person. That Narayana is the original person. Because in different Shukta Mantras, it is stated that before Narayana, nobody was there. There was neither Shiva, nor Brahma, nor the stars, nor the sun, nor the moon. Only Narayana existed. So then there are different statements which actually claim that Narayana is the original person, and these statements are true. They are not false, they are true. So then someone may say that, yeah, these statements are there. And then there are statements in Puranas where it is explained that the Lord or the appearance of Krishna is coming from Narayana. Like Lord Narayana, he had two hair on his chest, one black and one white. And he took both the hair and he said, okay, go. And then one hair became Krishna, the black hair it became Krishna, the white hair it became Balaram. So there are statements like this. So then the question comes, then how to explain these statements? So that's why this word two is there. The word two is there to explain that statements like this should be reconciled according to this original statement. What is that? Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Even though there may be apparent contradiction to these statements have to be read in conjunction with this statement, which is actually the king. Is actually the king. So then Jiva Goswami has very nicely explained in Krishna Sandarbha. He takes all these contradictions and then he nicely explains in Krishna Sandarbha that how these apparent contradictions have been resolved in conjunction with this original statement, which is Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. It's a long explanation, so we'll not get into the explanation, but those who want to know, they can actually read Krishna Sandarbha. It's a very interesting explanation he gives, that how they have to be read in conjunction with this statement. Then there are other statements which actually confirm that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then those statements have to be read with great pleasure as confirmation of the original statement. So the word two, it does three works. One work it does is differentiation. That's the first work it does. It differentiates Krishna from other incarnations. All of them are avatara. He is avatari. So that's the first work it does. It does differentiation. Then it does a second work, which is affirmation. What is that? It affirms the position of Krishna irrespective of apparent contradictions which could be found elsewhere. Clear? It does the second work, which is affirmation. It affirms that you may see an apparently contradicting statement somewhere else, but still you have to understand that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Affirmation. So then what to do with that apparent contradiction? Take shelter of Jiva Goswami. Take shelter of Prabhupada. Take shelter of our acharyas. They can properly explain how to actually understand the apparent contradiction. We don't have to apply our tiny mind to understand, oh, how to understand this apparent contradiction. Simply take shelter of Prabhupada. Like Prabhupada is quoting here, Jiva Goswami's statement. Like that, elsewhere, many places, Prabhupada has quoted the statements of Jiva Goswami, especially from Tattva Sandarbha. So, there is abundant information is available by which all these apparent contradictions can be resolved. So, it does a second function, which is affirmation. A third function, which is very joyful for us, because this is function of confirmation. There are so many statements in the scripture which actually confirms that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmanyo Devaki Putraha. So this said in Upanishad that the Supreme Brahman is the son of Devaki. So with great pleasure we read these statements. When in our brotherly dispute, we read these statements with great pleasure. We tell them, see, it's written here. You cannot just dispute this. It's written here. You cannot just simply get away by saying that, oh, Narayana is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We agree, but the original of the original is Krishna. So we take great pleasure in showing these statements in our brotherly dispute. So then these are called confirmatory statements. That it confirms the original statement that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this word too, it has these three functions. It does all these three functions very nicely. So this is very elaborately explained in the Krishna Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. So Prabhupada quotes from here, where Krishna says originally, that originally I appeared as that Supreme Person to you when you were doing austerity as Sutapa and Prishni. Now two things become clear here. First is that original person who appeared to Sutapa and Prishni, that is this original Krishna. He appeared to Sutapa and Prishni. This is the first point. The second point is that the original father and mother of Krishna are Devaki and Vasudeva. Because he did not say that when Sutapa and Prishni, when you have appeared now as Devaki and Vasudeva, he says Devaki and Vasudeva when you appeared as Sutapa and Prishni. So the two things become clear. What is first thing becomes clear? That the Lord who appeared to Devaki and Vasudeva, he is the original Lord. As Sutapa and Prishni, when they did austerity, the Lord who appeared to give benediction to them, he is the original Lord. And Devaki and Vasudeva, they are the original parents of Lord Sri Krishna. And the other two parents, Sutapa and Prishni, and Kashyapa and Aditi, they are simply expansions of Vasudeva and Devaki. So two things become clear. And he says that I originally appeared and then I gave you benediction. Then now he is saying that same person who appeared to give you benediction, that same person is me. So I gave you appearance first, I gave you benediction, now I have appeared. So who appeared in between? So they are my expansions. They are my expansions. So this way, the Lord very nicely confirms to Devaki that I am that original Supreme Person who has again appeared as your son for your pleasure. Now let us come to the prostitutes, because we have to launder them. If you don't launder them, then we cannot sleep. Okay. This is our main purpose, that we should always launder these prostitutes, Mayavadis. Whenever we get an opportunity, we should put them into washing machine, we should launder them and we should dry them. Okay? So, now these Mayavadis, they take great pleasure in saying that I am Rama, I am Krishna, I am pig, I am dog. Everything is same. Stupid people. Why they are stupid? Because Prabhupada makes a very important statement here. What is that? The Supreme Personality of Godhead chooses a mother and father from whom to take birth again and again. This is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appears to people and then says, okay, you can become my father, you can become my mother. Now the Mayavadi who is saying that I am Brahman, aham brahmasmi, so hum, shivo hum, 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 all these hum, humbug statements the Mayavadi is making, can he choose his father and mother? Mr. Mayavadi, can you please choose your father and mother? Can you appear before your father and mother in your Brahman form and then say, you are going to become my father, you are going to become my mother, I, Brahman, is going to take birth for you? Possible? No. Nobody can do it. Except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody can do it. This is the difference between the Lord, who is supremely independent, who is explained as Swarat, self-ruled, and the conditioned soul. He is simply forced by Maya to accept different bodies. He is forced by Maya. It's not a choice. I cannot make a choice. Okay, let my father be like this, let my mother be like this. No, I cannot make a choice. Nobody can make a choice. That who can be my father, who can be my mother? Nobody can make a choice. You're forced to appear in a body. Forced. Forced. Purusha prakritistu hi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmashu. Kicked into a body. Go there. Go there. Be in that body. Suffer what you have to suffer. Enjoy what you have to enjoy. Of course, this enjoyment is illusory because the name of enjoyment, we simply suffer. We discussed it many times. So, the jiva or the conditioned soul, he is kicked into a body helplessly. Helplessly he is kicked into a body. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. This is simply a machine. This body is a machine which is made by Maya. And the jiva has been put into this machine. It's nicely explained. Stulaihi, lingaihi, duividavarnaihi, mahakarma alanaihi. The chain of karma, it actually binds the jiva to a body. And what type of body? What type of body? Very important to know the difference between the body of the Supreme Lord and the body of a jiva. Very nicely, Kulashekara explains the difference. He says, idam shariram parinama peshalam satasanti jarjaram patati avashyam kim aushadam prachasi muda durmate niramayam krishnarasayanam piba. He's saying that this body which we are so proud of, the Mayavadi is so proud of his body, he's saying, oh, ha ha ha, I will take this body and I'll go to Brahman, aham brahmasmi. He is trying to serve this body, trying to open school, trying to open hospital, trying to do this, trying to do that. But this body is simply parinama peshalam. It's simply a product of changes of the three modes. Satasandhi jarjaram, it will start shaking. All the joints will start shaking. It will start shaking. Satasandhi jarjaram. And patati avashyam, one day it will fall down. One day it will fall down. It will not stay. Whatever we try to maintain this body, one day it will fall down. So what to do? Kim aushadam prachasi, what kind of medicine you are going to drink? What kind of medicine you are going to take? Kim aushadam prachasi? What medicine you will take? Every day I am taking medicine, my blood pressure control medicine I am taking every day, thinking that my blood pressure will be controlled. No, it cannot be controlled. Only a matter of time when everything will burst. Then after that, go to Ganga. I cannot even go. People will carry. Hopefully. Hopefully. The dream. Dream. It's dream. That hopefully one day people will carry me to Ganga. But you have to be fortunate even to die in Mayapur. Anyway. So the point is that what kind of medicine can save people? What kind of medicine? So then Kulasekara Alvar says, okay, there's one medicine which can actually save you. What is that? Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. In Ayurveda, there's something called as Ama. Ama means this is poison. When the poison actually accumulates into the body, it disturbs the balance of Kapha, Vata and Pitta. And how does the poison accumulate? The poison accumulates by unregulated eating. The poison accumulates. It is called Ama. And people say in English now very nicely, detox. Yeah, where are you going? I'm going for a detox. So what is the detox? The detox is the process of removing that Ama from the body. But you can take so much medicine to do detox. But the real toxin is what? The real toxin which is sitting in the body is called as false ego. I am this body. This is a real toxin. So you have to do the detox from that. We have to detox our consciousness from this disease that I am this body, from the influence of false ego. So what medicine can actually do the detox? Krishna Rasayanam Piba. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the only medicine which can actually do the detox. No other medicine is powerful. Krishna Rasayanam Piba. Because it is Niramayam. Niramayam means that it is devoid of the defect of this material world. The holy name is devoid of the defect of this material world. Here the Lord very nicely says that I am that same Supreme Person, and I am that original personality of Godhead, and I have appeared here. And it's very interesting to see the sequential appearances of Krishna as the original Supreme Person, and how with every appearance he becomes more and more accessible, and he becomes more and more interesting. It's very interesting to note this, because when Krishna appears in the end of Dwapara Yuga as the original person, of course, he appears with his entire entourage. Krishna appears with his confidants, his pastimes of Vrindavan, his pastimes of Mathura, his pastimes of Dwaraka. But still, they are all separate. They are all separate. There is Krishna, there is Radharani, there is different people, and they are all separate. Then when Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then becomes a little bit more interesting, one more step interesting. That Krishna and Radharani combine. So there is no separate Krishna, separate Radharani. When Krishna appears in Vrindavan, this Krishna is separate, Radharani is separate. And then the pastimes are there. But when Krishna appears at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there is a combination. What is that? Radharani and Krishna, they come together. Okay, now it becomes a little bit more easy to approach. Because there is Krishna and Radharani together. Now no confusion. Should we run behind Krishna or should I run behind Radharani? Simply run behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then you can actually run behind Krishna and Radharani at the same time. Sometimes there is also some inward brotherly dispute that whether we should run behind Krishna or whether we should run behind Radharani. This is big dispute. Okay, let's not get into it. Okay. So anyway, when you come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's much easier, because we can simply run behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can run behind Krishna and Radharani. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests the holy name, which is also Purnavatar, it becomes little bit even more interesting, because not only Radharani and Krishna are there, all the pastimes and all the confidence, they are all there within the holy name. So it becomes even more easier to approach everybody as a group. Simply you have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It becomes so easy. So the Lord as Purnavatar, when he appears successively, it becomes more and more easier to approach him. Because everything becomes into one package, especially in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's why chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so important. It's so important. That we should chant. We should actually get the taste to chant the holy name. At least we should aspire to get the taste to chant the holy name. Because such an important thing. Because what we cannot imagine, we cannot imagine anarpita charinchirat karnaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum unnada ujjwala swabhakti shriyam. We cannot just imagine what this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is. We cannot imagine. We cannot imagine the simplicity of the most complex thing which has been presented. The most complex thing in this whole creation has been presented in such a simple manner. We cannot imagine. We cannot imagine. How much ever we try to imagine, how much ever we try to actually read the glories of the holy name, how much ever we try to actually think, intellectually approach the whole process of chanting, try to analyze, understand everything, you cannot reach the end of it. Because it's just unlimited. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying again and again that we should simply, sincerely chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in order to chant the holy name, then one should simply accept one's own position that I am eternally the servant of Krishna. Accept this position. At least theoretically. Prabhupada says, at least theoretically one should accept this. At least theoretically we should accept that I am eternally servant of Krishna. Surrender to spiritual master. Follow four regulative principles very strictly. Very small ask. It's not a big ask. Just to follow the four regulative principles strictly. Because we simply have to sincerely chant the holy name. And we can actually get the strength to follow the four regulative principles strictly. By the process of surrendering to the holy name. So, follow the four regulative principles strictly, surrender to spiritual master, chant the holy name, and then everything becomes clear. By knowing whom, everything becomes known. In Upanishad, the statement that by knowing whom, everything becomes known. So by chanting the holy name, then everything will become known. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, we'll stop here, see some questions, comments.
In Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you said not only Krishna, Radha names and other avatars are also there. What are, which one do you mean that all other?
I said the pastimes are there and also the confidants are there. Okay, that's what I said. Of course, this is explained by Acharyas that Hare Krishna Mahamantra has everything. I only theoretically know. You should ask this question to Janyas Prabhu, Pankajanya Prabhu. They can explain. You can approach them and ask them. I only know the theory. Okay, I don't know the actual details of it. I have my own limitation. Bhagavatam says that everybody can speak Bhagavatam only to the extent of their realization. Okay. Like different birds, they fly at different heights, and according to the height they fly, they can actually see the ground. So I am a very low flying bird. I can only see limited ground. Okay. I just told the theory, that's it. Okay. Yeah, any other question? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the lecture. I didn't capture the third point about Krishna's two Bhagavan Swami. You said differentiation, affirmation. What was the third one?
The third one was confirmation.
Confirmation.
Confirmation means that it actually confirms the statements which is there in the Shastra, which agrees with that statement. So there are statements in Shastra which has apparent contradiction to that statement, and there are statements in Shastra which agrees with the statement. So the two also confirms those statements are true. That whatever statements which are agreeing with the statement, which is explaining the unique position of Krishna, they are also true. So that confirms that. So it has the three functions.
Yeah, that statement. There's another statement that it said the latter statements They should override the previous statement. So where does this one fall that you're talking about? Is it Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yeah, it is. It's there in Srimad Bhagavatam.
That's probably the last anyway, right?
Yeah.
The statement.
But the point which Jiva Goswami tries to make in Krishna Sandarbha is that every statement which is pertaining to Krishna simply confirms to that statement. Some of them are clearly visible, some of them are not clearly visible. So those which are clearly visible, everybody can understand. So then there is no need for special explanation for the statements. But other statements which are not clearly visible, so there is a need for specially explaining those statements. So that's what Jiva Goswami does in Krishna Sandarbha. So that he gives a whole composition of statements where it is clearly visible. Then he takes statements where it is not very clearly visible, and he brings that visibility from those statements. So that's what he is doing in Krishna Sandarbha. So in that sense, there is no statement which actually contradicts that original statement. There is no statement which contradicts the original statement. Some of them can read some statements as contradicting to the original statements, but that reading is only an apparent contradiction in order to increase the pleasure of the devotees in such a way that they all could deeply discuss the different aspects of Krishna's appearance and Krishna's position. So that's what is my understanding. You can comment on it.
Or to protect it from the non-devotees.
Yeah, and also to protect it from confused non-devotees. That's also the other part. I was referring to the prostitutes. So it is also there to confuse them. Like there are statements where actually this whole description of this 96th chapter and the preceding discussions in Krishna Sandarbha, they are about the explanation of how to read the statements which are there in the scripture where it says that Lord, he takes a particular form and then he disappears. So then there could be some sense of explaining the statements of disappearance as the forms being temporary. Because there are statements in the Shastra where it says that the Lord accepts a certain form, he does certain act, and then after that he disappears. So then people could read those statements as saying that these forms are temporary. So then in order to prove that these forms are not temporary, then Jiva Goswami gives a series of evidences. And one of the evidence Jiva Goswami gives is this verse where this word Tenaiva Vapusa is there. That originally the Lord appeared as the son and daughter, as the original personality of Godhead when Sutapa and Krishni, when they were doing austerities. So it's not that the Lord appeared and after that when he appears of Krishna, and then when there are statements saying that he disappeared, it doesn't mean that the appearance of Krishna is temporary. Because even before Krishna could actually appear as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, he already appeared to Sutapa and Krishni, and then he gave them the benediction. So that is why the word Tedaiva Vapusa becomes very important, because the Lord is permanent. He is permanently residing. He is eternally Krishna. He is eternally Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Sometimes he becomes visible to us, sometimes he doesn't become visible to us. So the fact that he doesn't become visible to us does not mean that he is not there. Of course, Prabhupada explains this with a nice example that when the sun is not visible in the night, it doesn't mean that the sun is not there. So it simply means that it is not visible to us. So same way, when the Lord is not visible to us, or when there are statements in the scripture to the effect that the Lord takes a certain form and then he disappears, it does not mean that those forms are temporary, because the Lord always appears in different places in his original form, and he gives appearance to different devotees. We can even see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears many times, like he appeared when the story of Ganga is explained, that how Ganga was flowing here and then she wanted to stop here because that was the time of Gaur Purnima, and she wanted to observe Gaur Purnima in Mayapur, and then she was saying that that this is the time when the Lord will appear here as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and this is exactly time, so let's stay here for some time, let's observe Gaur Purnima and then proceed. Same way in Modadruma Deep, the Lord is also, Lord Ram is also saying that I will come as Mahaprabhu, and that time I will cry and I will search for you. And all those different kind of things where it's not that the appearance of Mahaprabhu is limited to or the form of Mahaprabhu is not eternal. It just appeared at some time and it is going to go away. So that whole discussion Jiva Goswami takes, and then he explains how the Lord is always eternally there as Krishna. So that's the section where he quotes this verse. Just to add something to your explanation.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu.
There's where the original Krishna comes on the 28th millennium in one day of Brahma. That's the original Krishna's coming. And the rest of the incarnations in that day, they're coming, Krishna is coming, but he's coming through the agency of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. Because so we can, for the point of saying that, no, Krishna is coming from Narayan, then we can, the other days of, or the other times in the day of Brahma, that's Narayan is coming through the incarnation of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. All the avatars are coming through the Kiradakshaya Vishnu. So we can support that their statement, no, that that Krishna is coming from Narayan or Kiradakshaya Vishnu. But on the 28th millennium, when he comes himself personally and shows his original pastimes, then the original Gauranga follows him and makes it all accessible.
Yes.
Do you know where that is quoted? I forgot where it's coming from, but. Can you remember where that statement that the other avatars are coming through Kiradakshaya Vishnu?
This is there in the Krishna book, first chapter it is there. In the Krishna book, first chapter, it is there. And also in the Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, where the Purusha avatars are explained, in the purport it's also there. There, the Prabhupada, in the translation, Prabhupada says both the Vishnus, also Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shiradakshaya Vishnu, interchangeably uses them, because the same person, ultimately, it's not like different. That's another important point that's why I said it's brotherly dispute. Ultimately, we should all understand that we are just dealing with the same person. It's not like we are dealing with different persons. We are just dealing with the same person, whether it is Narayana or Krishna, it's just the same person. It's just that we want to deal with Krishna because it's more sweeter to deal with Krishna, and because not only it's more sweeter to deal with Krishna, but he's also the original person, because he has the entire spectrum of dealings that makes him complete. So in that sense he is also the original, because he has the whole spectrum of dealings. So just to add something to what you said.
Thank you.
Yeah. One second, sir.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. I have a question about the deities. I'm wondering, the deity of Lord Krishna is the original, like Swayam Bhagavan, or it's like a Krishna expansion? Because when I was in Bombay, some devotee told me, Srila Prabhupada said that in Bombay, that Krishna, that deity, he's the original one, the Swayam Bhagavan. Then I'm wondering, is there any different categories among the deities?
So, I think he himself can answer, but I'll just say whatever I have to say, then you can pass the mic to him. So, Prabhupada says that even though we worship Radha and Krishna in the material world, the worship is actually accepted by Lakshmi Narayana. That's one part, okay. Also, there is the other part, that the deities are not representing the Lord. The deities are the Lord himself. That's why there is so many pastimes of the deities, that like Sakshi Gopal. So, he is speaking, but he says, the deity himself is saying that I am a deity, I cannot walk. Then the devotee is saying, if you are a deity and if you can speak, then why you cannot walk? You better walk also. If you can speak, you also walk. So then the deity also walks. So these different pastimes are there simply to make us understand that the deity is not representation, or the deity is not representing the Lord, the deity is Lord himself. But there's also a proper statement that when we worship Radha Krishna in the material world, then the worship is accepted by Lakshmi Narayana. So that's also there. But we also worship Radha Krishna. We don't worship Lakshmi Narayana. We worship Radha Krishna because that's what we are. That's our line of worship. So maybe you can comment. You'd like to comment? Give the mic.
Yes, just like you mentioned, the holy name contains everything. But what do we perceive of Krishna in the holy name? How do we perceive him? So because the holy name, everything is contained. The Lord's forms, the Lord's pastimes. So according to our qualification, according to our bhav, then the Lord's going to reciprocate. So if you have Braja bhav, then you'll see Krishna, Radha, Krishna. So that Lord came from the name. So the deity is also not different. We worship him as Lakshmi Narayan because we don't have this Braja bhav. But if you have Braja bhav and worship the deity, then he'll reciprocate as Govinda, Madhava.
Okay. So I think we should stop here. It's already 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. I'd also like to thank Janyas Prabhu and Panjangri Prabhu for making very important comments in this class. Thank you very much.